This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Yesterday, we got a downward surprise about the labor market. According to a private sector survey, just 27,000 more jobs were created in the U.S. last month, one-sixth of what forecasters were expecting, and dramatically lower than the month before. The official jobs report is due tomorrow morning, but today there's been another downward surprise. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas reported the number of layoff announcements by private companies rose 46% April to May. Planned job cuts since the beginning of 2019 are up nearly 40% compared to the same period last year. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
With economic growth slowing, Andy Challenger at Challenger Gray & Christmas says it's likely employers will ratchet down hiring, too. And there's the trade war.
Tariffs are on everybody's minds.
He says new tariffs that President Trump has threatened against Mexico could disrupt supply chains across the economy.
Businesses hate uncertainty, don't know what's going to happen, and to hire robustly in the face of that is a difficult choice to make.
Joseph Bruswellis at consulting firm RSM predicts businesses will pull back if the trade war stays hot.
It's an uncertainty tax on American firms. And then that translates to the real economy in terms of lower investment, slower hiring, and a lid on wage growth.
Bruswellis says U.S. manufacturers have suffered the most so far, with virtually no job growth this year. Tariffs raise the cost of materials they import, and trade disputes threaten their export sales abroad. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.